Student Coordinating Council plays a very vital role in the life of the seminary community. And as members of the Student Coordinating Council, we are indeed happy for this opportunity to share with you in this chapel service some of the goals and some of the desires of your council this year. We want to take the opportunity to present the members of the council, but before we do this, I want to present the vice chairman of the Student Coordinating Council, Leroy Fitz, who will lead us in our scripture reading, and the secretary and treasurer of the Student Coordinating Council, Peggy Poor, who will lead us in our prayer.
Our scripture lesson for the morning is found in the 24th Psalm. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
God is in this place. Let us at this time bow our heads, and I ask that each of you pray in your own way to our Creator. Father, we are glad that we can come together as a group to feel your presence here, to worship you and to learn more about work that has been done here at Southeastern Seminary and in the surrounding communities. Lord, truly you are such a blessing to us, and we want to be channels of blessings to you. We're thankful for your love which comes to us through our families, who have always stood behind us in every possible way. We're thankful for our friends who we hold dear and who accept us as we are. Thank you, Lord, for our material blessings, for the very clothes that we have on and the food that we eat. But most of all, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, after whom we are trying to pattern our lives so that we can learn to serve thee better. This is a new school year, and truly, Lord, we need your help. We need your guidance in our studies, and we know that you help those who help themselves. So may we really try to do our best this year for you. And this new Student Coordinating Council needs your help, too, in making decisions and in properly functioning. What it boils down to, Father, is that we need you. We're so dependent on you. You have been our help in all of life's endeavors, and we have learned that we can depend on you, and we want you to depend on us too. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As you came into the chapel this morning, you received a mimeographed paper, which tells you something of the Student Coordinating Council's purpose and also of its organization. I want to read with you the statement of purpose, which is at the top of the first sheet of that which you received today. It shall be the purpose of the Student Coordinating Council to serve in an advisory capacity in promoting the general welfare of all students, in stimulating participation in those campus and off-campus activities which are vital for the spiritual, social, mental, and physical well-being of every student, to assist the administration at all times in the planning, preparation, and execution of those activities which demand the cooperation and support of the council to coordinate these activities. And I think that the word coordinating really sums up what this council is supposed to do and indeed desires to do. For the word coordinating to me presents the idea of community. And this is the desire of this council this year, to try to continue the good relationships which we have experienced between students, faculty, and administration. And so, as I present to you now the various committee chairmen, they will tell you something more specifically about their particular committee and their desires and plans for the committee during the coming year and your relation to this area of work. First of all, the Dramatics Committee is headed by Wayne Coley.
Drama has become very popular today in our churches, and we hope that this year our Dramatics Committee can be very active. Now, there are many different things we can do, and I would like to ask for your help. If there is anyone here who is interested in drama, if you've had any experience in drama, if you have any ideas, I would encourage you to see me so that we can get all those who are interested together so we can formulate our plan for the year. So I would just like to ask for your help at this moment so we can know where we're going this year. We want our drama committee to be active, for drama can really express something, I think, which needs to be expressed. And this is a new medium which is being found this present time. So I seek your help.
Jerry Robertson is the chairman of the Athletic Committee.
Our athletic program provides opportunities for development by maintaining various, for physical development, by maintaining various types of equipment which are housed in Gore Gymnasium. I find that many of our students don't seem to know where this is located. We have very few who make use of these facilities. Besides providing facilities for individual physical fitness and recreational enjoyment, our program offers competition in several intramural sports, such as football, basketball, golf, tennis, softball, handball, and table tennis. This year, we are hoping to continue a program that started last year, which provided competition with fraternities at North Carolina State University. And we have a good record going against them over there. We've beaten them in every sport. We played them in basketball and softball. And this year, I think we're going to have to let them win one or two so they'll continue to play us. And we've also received a challenge from Duke Divinity School to play them in intramural football and later on in the year in the basketball and softball. They seem to think they've got a good team over there, but I think we have a better one. I'm proud of this facet of our program, and I hope that this year we can develop it to its fullest potential. It provides opportunities to meet and discuss current issues with men who are not in religion, or some of them who are not Christians, and who are interested in knowing what we're doing here at seminary, and knowing what we think about God and other issues. So I believe this is a helpful part, and we want to develop it as much as possible. I wish to encourage each member of our student body and faculty and administration to make full use of these opportunities, especially the faculty. We have very few who come over and make use of this, and I look around sometimes, I believe they could stand to work out a little bit in the gym. I believe this can be a meaningful part. I sincerely mean this. I'm interested in this athletic program, and I believe that it can be a meaningful part of your seminary life, the fellowship that can be had in helpful and healthy competition in sports. I believe that this will be essential in developing the whole man of God.
The chairman of the welfare committee is Gene Carnell.
I'm the man you need to see when you run out of money. Unfortunately, when we think of welfare, we think of a handout. But our task is not to hand out, but rather to help out. And we do want to help you in this matter if you need financial assistance during the year. The president and administration stand ready to assist you and me in every way possible. Dr. Binkley has assured me that he wants no one to have to drop out of school for financial reasons. Naturally, our resources are limited, but if you need help, I hope that you'll come and talk with me. And for us, in order for us to help you, we must be aware of your problem. So I hope that you will come and share your financial needs and burdens with me, and we'll try to help in every way possible. If you know of someone, I know it's difficult sometimes for us to admit that we're having this problem, but if you know of someone who is in dire need, I hope that you will take it upon yourself to come. And together we might be able to help him work out his problem so that he might continue his education. From time to time, of course, we'll be taking part in local and worldwide relief causes as a part of our responsibilities and our obligations. And I wish for each of you this year a profitable year in every way.
Our social chairman has already been at work for quite some time this year. She is responsible for arranging and making preparations for the new student welcome and other activities which greeted us when we first came back to seminary this fall. And so I present Diane White, who is our social chairman.
You know, one of my basic concepts of Christianity says that Christians, before all others, should be happy people, I think. We, more than anybody else, should be able to enjoy life to the fullest. And of course, this includes our social life. I hope this year the social life at the seminary can be activated more so than we have had before. Sometimes we find ourselves rather limited to the things we can do, but I think we can have a good time together and enjoy each other in Christian fellowship. And as you see in the paper, the social committee shall promote those activities which develop the social life of the students and the faculty, and which create a spirit of Christian fellowship among them. As Wayne says, we're all very open to helps and ideas. And if you have any suggestions to things that the social committee can do, I'm very open. Any criticisms or anything, just let me know. And we'll try to do what you want to do this year.
Thank you. Ron Medlin is our ethics chairman.
It's my hope through ways as yet undevised and therefore completely open to your suggestions that we might make ourselves this year more keenly aware of the great ethical issues of our day and also the more pressing and immediate ethical situations that present themselves to us here on campus.
Our Extension Committee Chairman, Dana Scrivener, has some good plans to tell you about for the coming year.
As Extension Chairman, I was notified last week that I was going to have to speak to this chapel. I didn't know exactly what to say, so I asked someone in the bookstore this morning if they would help me out. And they turned and said, just walk to the microphone and holler help as loud as you can, and then run back and sit down. Not only will you need help, but also the extension program of the seminary will need help this year. But all kidding aside, there are two mental hospitals. There are two rest homes. There's a group of senior citizens. There are schools which are in dire need of teachers and tutors. They also need chaplains. They need ministers as well as Sunday school teachers. Southeastern has been handed the responsibility of undertaking this task. We have to provide the services for these institutions. It is the duty then of the Extension Committee to be responsible for persons to fill the gaps in these institutions. We must try to do our best to give these people services in order that they may learn about God. You'll have an opportunity this year, at least the first semester, to see some of the results of the extension work. For Murdoch Center, the Home for Retarded Children, will present a program here early this semester. So come and see the children as they present the program. Maybe it will help you to volunteer your services for the future. All students then, at least as far as I'm looking out, should have an invitation to be invited to participate. And you are urged to participate, whether you be a certificate student or an MDiv student, in the extension program of the seminary this year.
The music committee of the SCC is headed by Judy Henson.
One of the main interests of the music committee is to discover how music is and how music can be an aid to worship. We're extremely interested in learning more about the new forms of music, new ideas, and how we can integrate these into our services. I want to mention and invite each of you to come join us. We have a group of students who have formed the Swinging Singers. We are interested in the new types of music we can use. We meet at 6 o'clock every Tuesday evening, and each of you is invited to come. If you have any desires or any interest in the music program, I wish you'd let me know. Maybe you have some suggestions which would be a benefit to me. If you look at your sheet here, it says we want to give training which will be a benefit in one's later ministry. Well, I think this training can be received, but you need to first make yourself available to it. We need to know what you want to do, and we need your help in setting up a better music program.
The class representatives are very important persons on the SCC, and these class representatives are elected by their respective classes. When the elections are held, three representatives are elected. That representative who receives the highest number of votes is voted or elected to the executive committee, and you have a statement concerning the executive committee of the SCC. And so at this time, I want to present the senior and middler and certificate representative. I'm going to present the executive committee representative, who in turn will present the other representatives from his class. John Ettinger is the senior representative on the executive committee.
The other senior representatives are Tony Brewington and James Martinsinger. I'll ask them to stand. Thank you. As senior representatives, we too would like to think that we remain open to your problems and your suggestions and your questions. We don't promise to answer all your questions, solve all your problems, or implement all of your suggestions, but we do promise to try. So let us hear from you.
The certificate representative is Wendell Smith.
Our certificate class is a smaller class here at the seminary, and there is but one representative. We have a total of 47 members in our class, 45 men and two ladies, who add much to the attractiveness of our class and classroom. There are 26 first-year students and 21 second-year students. 34 of our men are now serving actively in pastorate, and we pray that many others may be occupied that way soon. We're proud of our class. We have a very fine fellowship, and it is a privilege to represent this class on the SCC.
Charles Page is Midler representative on the executive committee.
I would like to introduce to you our other Midler representatives, Temple Myers, who has been detained elsewhere, and Robert Turner, who's up here. I think one of our main purposes as representatives is to make you aware of what our Student Coordinating Council is doing. So if you have questions and you would like to know what's going on in our council, please let us as representatives help you with this and to make you aware of our programs.
There are three or four matters which the SEC must deal with very quickly and must do so within the next few days, really, or at least the next few weeks. First of all, as you probably are already aware of, we are without an editor of the campus paper, the Inquiry, and there must be an election or of an editor for the Inquiry. So we're wanting to ask you, if you are interested in this particular position, to make it known, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a minute. Then there is the matter of the junior elections of representatives to the SCC. Then there is also the matter of placing students on faculty committees. These matters must be advertised, and you must respond before the SCC can take any positive action. Since we do not have an Inquiry at the present time, we're going to use for the next few weeks until an editor of the Inquiry can be appointed, we're going to use an SCC information sheet. This will be published and distributed on next Monday afternoon. Now, if you have information that of any sort that you would like to get out to the seminary community, we urge you to get your information into Dr. Moore's office, to Mrs. Dale, his secretary, by noon on Friday, tomorrow. In this particular information sheet, we're going to ask you if you're interested in the editorship of the Inquiry, or if you are interested in serving on one of the faculty committees, that you present your name, and we will tell you how and when you are to do this so that the SEC can begin to work on these important matters. So you be on the lookout for the information sheet, which we must have information for by tomorrow noon, and then it will be published and distributed on Monday afternoon. The SEC regular meetings are open to all members of the seminary community, and the meetings are held on the second floor of Mackey Hall at regular times, which will be announced. Anyone who desires to talk with the chairman of the SEC or any of the other representatives and you can't seem to locate them anywhere else on campus, we're going to try to make arrangement for someone to be in the SEC chairman's office every morning following chapel, Tuesday through Friday, from 10:30 until 11 o'clock. So we hope that you will make this opportunity work for you. I express again my appreciation for this opportunity on behalf of the SEC to share with you our work and our desires for the coming year, and my appreciation to each of the members who have come today to present the work of the SEC to you, the seminary community. Let us pray together. We thank thee, our Father, for every opportunity that calls us together as thy children, and for every opportunity that we have to serve thee as thy servants. We ask thy blessings upon this student coordinating council during this present year, and we ask that thy spirit might guide us in the right ways of doing and presenting matters of importance. We ask thy blessings upon our faculty and administration and the entire student body and all of the seminary community during this coming year. And may the peace of God prevail in the hearts and lives of every individual. And thus may we know a fruitful and a great year here at Southeastern Seminary. We make our prayer in Jesus' name.